This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
How many times did humans have to take the wheel from Google's self-driving cars on California roads? 13 times during the course of about a year. This was revealed this week, along with other data from companies with self-driving car efforts, after pressure from the Consumer Watchdog Group, which asked for the information. Today, Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox is expected to speak in Detroit about the possibility of the government building out a regulatory framework around self-driving cars. The government's trying to get ahead of technology that is moving really fast, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Elon Musk is talking about selling you a self-driving Tesla in a couple of years. Jonathan Gitlin writes about cars for Ars Technica. He thinks that's optimistic.
From other people I've spoken to in the industry, I think they would say probably 5 years away for most situations.
Gitlin says the technology is advancing rapidly. Car makers want regulation of a certain kind.
If you talk to the car companies, obviously they just want one sort of set of tests that they can pass for everybody.
And we're not there yet. Volvo and Google are testing different technologies. They want to keep the intellectual property. Another monkey wrench is who's going to regulate these cars? The feds? The states? Chandra Bhatt is director of the Center for Transportation Research at the University of Texas at Austin.
You have multiple entities regulating these things. And with the advent of self-driving vehicles, it really starts to blur these distinctions.
Car makers want to make sure self-driving cars are safe for the people in them and to protect themselves from lawsuits. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.